Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Buddhaya Srimade Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shinivadi Paskatya Deva Sitarana. One of the first times I personally met Srila Prabhupada was in 1969, and Prabhupada was visiting Buffalo. So at that time, of course, Prabhupada was the center of the movement. So to give Prabhupada's personal association was normal. It wasn't that people were scammering to get his association. There were very few devotees at that time. So I used to spend sometimes 5, 6, 7 hours a day with Prabhupada, sitting there listening to him for a week or more than that, going on the different programs with him. So one thing I noticed is that whatever Prabhupada says personally, because he did give personal instructions also, if you sit there long enough. But whatever he was saying, he also said in his books. It's not that he said something to me that he didn't say also in his books. So sometimes we wonder, you know, what is the value of personal association compared to this Vani and Vapu. Prabhupada stressed Vani, that is, hearing instructions, and after Prabhupada's disappearance, it seems that we stress the Vapu more than the Vani. So, there may be a question why we change from one stress to the next. Well, I guess part of it may be because, to a certain extent, the leadership didn't really hear the Vani clear enough to understand, and therefore it manifests itself into so many problems. Some of the leadership took their position and more or less tried to establish themselves based mainly upon the fact how much vapu they got, how much personal association they got. And they made that the standard of what their level of devotional service was because of all the association they got. On the other hand, Prabhupada didn't want that at all. As a matter of fact, he discouraged it completely. That would mean that those who were doing what Prabhupada emphasized the most, either to themselves personally or in general, for instance, Prabhupada was very much emphatic about how important it was to distribute books. So that meant that those who were distributing books somehow or another got less association with Prabhupada than those who were sannyasis or others who had personal darshan with him. I mean, I personally saw, because even when I had Prabhupada's personal association, I was quite shocked by how sometimes some of my god brothers took that association, how they weren't really aware of who they were dealing with. And therefore they got into problems because of that. And yet still, somehow or another, it switched. The other thing is, the idea that after Prabhupada left, that he was giving less association personally than he gave when he was personally present here. But Prabhupada didn't say that at all. Not only by his Vani, but just as Krishna is present as the deity in the temple, and the deity reveals himself according to our attitude. So Prabhupada is also present in the temple in his Murti form, and he can do anything the deity does. As the deity can walk, and the deity can talk, and the pastime of the Brahman, who had the proper attitude, a devotional attitude, he went to the deity, the young Brahman and the old Brahman. The old Brahman promised the young Brahman that if you... Because you rendered me so much service, therefore I'm going to give you my daughter in charity. So the young Brahmin said, no, I don't believe it because it's improper. I'm a poor Brahmin, I'm illiterate, I'm not a great scholar. Your relatives are going to object. So let's go before the deity. So they went before the Gopal deity, and they told the Gopal deity that you're going to be the witness. So the Gopal deity said, well, okay. So later on, of course, the old Brahmin when he told his relatives that I'm going to offer my daughter in charity to this younger Brahmin, then his family became very disturbed. His wife said, I'll commit suicide, etc. So then the old Brahmin couldn't really do anything. So then the young Brahmin called a meeting with the townspeople. The old Brahmin's son objected. They reached an agreement that if the deity Gopal comes and acts as a witness, then everything will be clear. So the atheistic son of the old Brahmin agreed, the Brahmin agreed, the townspeople agreed, the young Brahmin agreed, and he went and he told Gopal, you should come in, now you should act as a witness. So Gopal said, well, it's all right. I mean, I am the witness, but maybe it would be better if I went as my four-handed Vishnu form and act as a witness. So the young Brahmin said, no, you're the witness. You shouldn't send someone else. People won't agree. They won't accept it. Only if you come personally. So he said, but I'm a deity. How can I walk? So the young Brahmin said, well, if you can talk, you can surely walk. So Gopal thought, and he said, that makes sense. He said, all right, offer me some rice every day, a mound of rice, but don't look back, and I'll walk with you back to where you came from, which is somewhere in Orissa. So, in that way, the deity walked and acted as the witness, told everyone there that actually the old Brahmin did promise, the younger Brahmin, his daughter, he personally spoke like that. So similarly, Prabhupada could speak, but if we don't think he can speak, if we think he's just a statue, then he'll reciprocate with us. And I think partly, although certainly Prabhupada's personal association was there, mostly it's therefore when Prabhupada is present, even those who had little faith got his association and appreciated it. And Prabhupada was able to, even those who were faithless, reciprocate with them. But now in Prabhupada's deity form, it requires a certain amount of faith to approach him, that he's approachable in that form. So we should emphasize that also, not that Prabhupada's disciples or others, they had Prabhupada's physical association, and now Prabhupada left the planet, and maybe some way or another someone can communicate with him, but that communication is rather restricted. That kind of attitude and philosophy really restricts everyone's relation with Prabhupada. Prabhupada, when he was asked, who's going to take over your movement? And as we know, many of our senior leaders didn't like Prabhupada's responses because they decided that they wanted to take over the movement. But when Prabhupada was asked by that, he said that anyone who follows me, as much as they follow me, they become the next leader. Not that I appoint someone the next leader, Prabhupada told some Indian gentleman. No, that anyone who follows me, in proportion that they follow me, to that extent they become the next leader. So we should become aware of that, that it's not just simply by some personal association. A lot of times people ask me, you know, can you tell some pastimes with Srila Prabhupada? And I'm actually quite reluctant to do that. Although I saw Prabhupada in many, many places, many, many times, because I think it's overemphasizing something, which is certainly was sweet. I mean, the most amazing experiences I had, some of the most amazing experiences was with Srila Prabhupada. But to think you can't have those amazing experiences now with Prabhupada means that you'll think also you can't have those same amazing experiences with the whole disciple succession plus Krishna, and it really cuts off people's, you know, actually access to what's actually available. It's a misunderstanding. Prabhupada's even just as available now, but we have to approach Prabhupada in the right way. And we have to create the right mood for that, not to restrict our access to Prabhupada by some misunderstandings. So we'll stop there. Actually, I'm early. Any questions? I don't think that necessarily it's, you know, it's, to a certain extent, our material motivations definitely block our intelligence. So ignorance is no excuse. On the other hand, if reality is put forward before us, then I think we have to understand and accept that. Even if some of our senior members can't understand it, doesn't mean that we can't understand it. Yes?
Yeah, that was a nice point, Maharaj. I certainly didn't mean to intimate that my limited association with Prabhupada makes me special.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't referring to anyone in particular.
Yeah, no, but I think that's a nice point, that everybody has access to Prabhupada, whoever had some personal association. That's very nice. The memories are very nice. Share some things, but certainly.
No, I don't think. I think mostly it's Prabhupada, from my experience, because I dealt with the leadership from the beginning. I was a temple president and in different places. And, you know, we were quite young and immature in so many different ways. I became a temple president when I think I was 19 years old. And I was, you know, I was a temple president for a good number of years, as, you know, 19, 20. And it took me around 10 years to realize the extent of the lack of understanding I've had to deal with people. But those who were more older than I was, they were like 20 years old instead of 19. And Rupanuga, who was my first temple president, I thought was an old man when I joined. He was 28. I thought he was already, you know, over the hill at that time. So if there was some misunderstanding, when Prabhupada left, you know, I was maybe 26, the planet, and, you know, the person who joined before me, Rupanuga, he joined 2 years before I did. He joined in 66. So I thought he was like, you know, way over, it's way senior to me. So by that time, you know, I was 26 and he was 30 years old. So the amount of maturity and understanding, and, you know, and immediately, you know, the same desires that we had manifest itself in different ways. The difference was is that the leadership utilized their position in a way, maybe for a good motivation. Prabhupada was able to motivate people not so much by order, but mostly by inspiration. And his followers, you know, they didn't have any other way of, most of them, they weren't so expert. So some of them, you know, they told people what to do more than they inspired them. And they used Prabhupada as a reference, for better or worse. Yes?
Maharaj, in validation of what you said, there's a sticker by Prabhupada on the appearance anniversary of his spiritual master. He told his disciples, "My spiritual master can see what you are doing." So we can say the same about Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, Prabhupada's completely aware. We're not so aware. When we go up to the deity, we may think, "Oh, there's a nice deity," and the deity's looking at us saying, "Oh, my lost soul, my lost coward boy or coward girl, when is he coming back?" So we're looking at Prabhupada, and we may see him to different degrees, but he's seeing us completely.
One other point I should mention is that regarding what I said about the changes on the Lihamrita, all the changes will be shown to and reviewed by the author. I didn't mention that.
Yeah, I had some experience dealing with Lihamrita also, which was rather... That's because there were some things I knew personally, and I tried to express them, and it was not received very nicely. Because at that time, even some of our biographies also were trying to emphasize a certain point. So I think some of our history, although it's certainly valid, and it was collected with great, you know, effort, but still the maturity of the devotees was such that it also kind of like obscured certain facts and emphasized different things. Therefore, generally, I mean, Prabhupada wasn't so enthusiastic about even the Lilamrita being there, but because the devotees wanted it, therefore he agreed to it. But I think we have to be aware that as we mature, also the way we look at Prabhupada and his activities will also change. Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.